always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or text us at that same number. On the line, legendary national radio personality, Mr. Bob Law, out of New York City. And, you know, Bob, before we went to break, you talked about, you know, the origin of the civil rights struggle, and it appeared that the broader segment of the society was kind of at one point in time accepting the fact that these things would come to pass, integrating lunch counters and those types of things. And I remember Dr. King saying, it's easy to integrate a lunch counter. A lot easier to do that than to integrate the society as a whole. And that's kind of what you were saying. You know, we now have black mayors, because you hear constantly people say on the other side, well, things have gotten better. You've got black mayors. You've got, you know, black Congress people, you've got black this, black that, but you are saying that doesn't mean that things have gotten better for the whole.
Well, it doesn't mean it's gotten better for the whole, but that is because we haven't been denied access to everything, all of our experience in this country. At the point where we begin to get black people elected, appointed, hired, with high visibility, some of them making a great deal of money, that pleased us as a group. You know, black people were very, very pleased that Oprah Winfrey is wealthy. All black people kind of seem to like that fact. I remember that Oprah went to somewhere in Europe to a department store, you might remember, and they wouldn't, and she came after hours, they wouldn't let her in.
Right.
And black people in America were outraged that they wouldn't, that the people wanted to go home at the end of their work day. Oprah had come after the store closed, and black people were offended that the people wouldn't open the store. That's how strongly we identify with Oprah's success. You know, that it is vicariously celebrated by black people in general. And as a result, we were pleased with what we used to call black faces in high places. But the political consciousness shifted with the Black Consciousness Movement and the Black Power Movement. And then when we examine where we are using that yardstick to measure progress, we then determine that as a people, we have not made the progress that we need to, and we have been pursuing, and at this point, we are very often pursuing the wrong goal. And so we have people, the Attorney General in New York State is a black woman, and her campaign literature this year says that the last election, I made history. And we want to continue to keep moving forward. And the history that she made was that she was elected. She didn't do anything of historical significance. But for black people, we were still buying into the notion of just being there where we had not been before is important. And so that the first black attorney general and the first black mayor of any given city and the first black president of a white corporation is considered history making on the part of the black people. And however, it does not change the condition of the people. It does not empower. It does not give us greater control over our destiny. And in that sense, it can correctly be said that we have not made the progress that we should have made, given the time and the commitment and the energy that we have invested in liberation in this country. given the time, that, given all of that, we should have made, we should be further ahead than we are, but we are not, because we have been pursuing, in many cases here now, particularly moving into the 21st century, we have been pursuing the wrong goals, and the civil rights movement has kind of morphed into a protest movement, which is different than the civil rights movement. And maybe we can just, we can talk about that at some point. But are we still there?
Yes, sir. And Bob, yeah, we certainly need to talk about that. In addition to the other things we're going to be talking about, because, you know, it's generational changes. And so I've noticed through, you know, these marches that we are seeing that are, you know, led by much younger people who were not around during the civil rights struggle, but who wanted to have and have their own struggle and fight, as I've seen and talked with them. They didn't get a chance to be a part of that. And part of what they're doing now, and they say this is their civil rights struggle, but you can't compare the two. And I think it goes back to what you were saying about what the goals are. And I don't know what the goals are now for those organized who are marching all over this country now. For issues that happen with the mistreatment by law enforcement and those kinds of things. Just different times.
It is. See, the movement becomes a protest movement, and there are people who become involved in the movement, people who become involved in directing it and helping that change to occur. The civil rights movement was also led by young people. The young people, you know, Jim Forman was a significant leader in SNCC, and they used to call Jim Forman the old man, and they called him the old man. He was in his early 20s. You know, he might have been 24. The young people who were in SNCC were college students, college age. Jim Foreman might have been a little bit older than that.
So Bob, you were in radio for many years. We've got to go to a break. Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. None other than historical Bob Law is on the line. We'll be right back.